Proverbs chapter 14. The wisdom of women buildeth their house, but folly plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth Jehovah, but he that is perverted in his ways despiseth him. In the fool's mouth is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness uttereth lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and there is none for him, but knowledge is easy unto the intelligent. Go from the presence of a foolish man, in whom thou perceivest not the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of the foolish is deceit. Fools make a mock at trespass, but for the upright there is favor. The heart knoweth its own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with its joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tent of the upright shall flourish. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is sadness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and the good man from what is in himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man heedeth his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the foolish is overbearing and confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of mischievous devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous man. He that is poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that is gracious to the afflicted, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil, but loving kindness and truth are for those that devise good? In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to want. The crown of the wise is their riches, the folly of the foolish is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but deceit uttereth lies. In the fear of Jehovah is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of Jehovah is a fountain of life, to turn away from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's glory, but in the lack of people is the ruin of a prince. He that is slow to anger is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him is gracious to the needy,